Say Pledge of Allegiance, please. And if I can ask, Ms. Heidi Harris, can you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, good morning. Thank you for coming this morning. Some introductions in order. To the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board, and to introduce my colleagues, starting from the right of the table on my side is Irene Tynes from Crescent City, Ms. Heidi Harris from Sawyers, Mr. Bill Mass, from Forestville, Mr. Jeff Hale from Eureka, Mr. John Corbett from McKinleyville, and I'm David Norton from Sebastopol. Kat, would you care to please introduce staff?
Certainly, Mr. Chair. Next to me is Mr. Rivera, who is my assistant executive officer. Next to him is Samantha Olson, staff counsel. Patty Corsi, who is my executive assistant, and Carrie Carell, who handles all of the workload and paper in our office in an extraordinary way. Let's see. Russ, who does our sound for us, who isn't part of staff, but we feel that he is. I have then some staff in the audience so that you know who they are. Mark Alpert, who is the head of one of our timber units. Matt St. John, who is the head of our non-point source division. And David Leland, who is the supervising engineer for our core regulatory program. And Lisa Bernard, who is star staff on wastewater and other issues, who is working today on Ferndale and Confusion Hill. Did I forget anybody? Oh, and Brian McFadden, who just walked in, who's working on school.
Okay, thank you. Board member ex parte communication disclosure, time for board members to disclose any conversations that they've had.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Massey.
Mr. Chair, since our last meeting on the 23rd of January, I have been in contact with federal, state, and local officials regarding small system operations and specifically with the West County systems. And because of that, I will recuse myself later.
Fantastic. Anybody else? Seeing none. Moving on. State Bureau Liaison, my understanding is that Tam is not here today. Executive Officer's Report, I assume we'll do that later and come back to it. Time for public forum for anybody to address the board. I have